We've seen how relational databases have developed over time, but what we're also seeing is now a change in the way that relational databases look and feel. In the mid-1990s, programming languages such as Java and C++ were being adopted by companies as the paradigm by which software is developed based around object-oriented design techniques. The problem that you had was that relational databases didn't fit well with this object concept. And when you interacted with a relational database, the data had to be converted from an object into a flat table-like structure so that it could be accommodated. In the background, in fact, since the late 80s, academics and academic establishments have been looking at object-oriented databases as a means of storing things. And as object-oriented programming became more and more predominant, so these object-oriented databases became more attractive. The problem was that so much investment had been put into relational database management systems, and companies had invested massive amounts of money to put that infrastructure in place with all the people, the support and everything else, that was completely unrealistic to throw all this out and put in a new object-based database. So what you noticed was by the late 90s, some of the SQL standards, in fact in SQL 1999 standards and also in the SQL 2003 standards, various object type features were starting to be introduced into relational databases, and these type of databases were changing to become object relational databases. So rather than store things as certain standard types, you could start storing things as blobs. And these blobs could then be just dumped straight from an object-based design straight into a relational database as an object. And thus the infrastructure was maintained in terms of investment of a relational database, and the object-oriented design was able to carry on in terms of software development. So nowadays, object-relational databases are very much seen as being the bridge between relational database management systems and object database management systems. And really now we're starting to see the fruits of these labours, and we're starting to see these standards that were put in place being incorporated into mainstream products, being released by IBM in their DB2, in the Oracle database in version 10A, and also in Microsoft's SQL Server. These all make claims to support this object-based technology, and we will only see this increasing over the years and becoming more and more predominant in the relational database market.